This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, crossover time. Let's welcome in Willard and Dibs. How you guys doing? What are you thinking? What's going down?
Hello. Well, Kevon Looney's going to be on in about a half hour or so.
Oh, nice.
So yeah. It's about to go down.
You nervous, okay. Dibs, because he said your picks stink.
That's right.
And that's fine.
And they do.
Okay. And we'll lead with that. Right. And you can think that. And I'm just two games below 500. And I'm going to ask Kevon, Kevon, of my 28 picks this year, which one did you think stunk the most?
You should ask him who he likes tonight.
No, and I will.
You should ask him who he likes tomorrow night.
Of course he won't know, but it'll be a fun answer.
It would be fun, and we're going to do the big finish with Kevon.
Okay.
And it's Mark's bit, but I haven't taken it over, but I've prided myself in crafting topics. And
no, you've done well. It was a delegation sensation. I like it. I can tell you're sort of is it okay? I'm like, it's okay.
And I'm into
it. You're doing it great.
And you're super busy. And so I think about it and I'm like, you know what? Big finish. We have two topics. And one of them is Splash Brothers.
Okay.
And one of them is Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes.
That's so nice. And, you know, each of the subset is completely different than what you would think. And so I wonder what he'll pick when he comes on at 2.
It'll be like a couple years ago. We did the show from Chase.
Come on, when he's ready.
The Warriors' road record was horrible. And Stein is like, they don't know their road record.
No, it was their overall record.
Overall record.
And
the only two that knew was Looney and Curry.
Brother, these guys are so in the weeds. I know it's a different sport. FP would tell me that you'd get on the plane after a series and they would all look at the manager or whatever and be like, where are we going? Like, you're in Philly.
Come on, man.
Play a three-game series. Somebody gets your bag. You shower. Somebody drives you to a plane. You get on the plane. Somebody feeds you, and you look at the guy next to you and go, where are we going?
Yeah.
Wow. That's what Bird said that, too, about travel.
I don't know where the hell they're going.
He said, you know, I always knew where we were coming from, but I never really knew where we were going.
Man, that is
who
wild.
Are we playing tomorrow?
Exactly. And the other one is when you go to the hotel and you go to room 1104, and that was the last hotel, and then you look at your card, which has no room on it, and you're
My
God.
Well, now as a broadcaster in the minor leagues, and this was a small league, there's only eight cities.
Yeah.
But yes, 76 games in 79 nights. It would happen a lot where you would wake up in a hotel room and you had to start going, all right, where am I?
Wow,
right.
Man.
Where am I? What time is it? Because
you get a per diem or the
coaches per diem
pockets.
Yeah, oh man,
how much did you make for those games?
I'll tell you, they paid me so it was almost every day.
Okay.
So in 30 games. And I was broadcaster two. I wasn't broadcaster one.
So there's a difference in that.
I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't ask him what he made, but they offered me $1,500 a month.
Okay.
I was 22. $1,500 a month. And then, yes, you got coaches per diem, which meant that at the start of every road trip, as you got on the bus, you got an envelope. And I think coaches per diem was $30 a day. And those road trips were usually 5 days. So you'd also get $150 cash every time you got on the bus.
Cash Monet.
Yeah, no doubt.
And that was usually gone by day one.
Oh, yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That was how it worked.
Well, it's good living.
It might be gone actually by the end of the bus trip, because I told you about bus trip roulette, right?
No.
I'll tell you about bus trip.
I love this story.
Bus trip roulette was my favorite game. So if you look at the spokes of a bus wheel, there are 10 little bolts. And so you had to, now obviously we had more than 10 people on the bus, so you almost had to compete to get in the game. That somebody would always like kind of take control at the start of the bus trip. Who wants in on bus trip roulette? And it would be like either 5 or 10, or if they were really feeling it after a win, maybe you'd throw in $20, bus trip roulette. And the rule was, put all the money, whoever's going to hold it, and then the next time the bus stops, the really funny one was sometimes the bus would get started and we would just drive down the street to pick up snacks.
But it stopped.
Right away, bus stops. And you all, what you would do is take a Sharpie and number each of the 10 bolts.
The lug nuts.
Right, the nut. Yeah, I'm not a hardware guy. Anyway, whatever those little things are.
Shout out NASCAR.
You number them with a Sharpie, 1 through 10. And then when the bus stops, you run out and you look at which one of the numbered nuts is highest.
Pay me.
Whichever's highest wins all the cash.
All the cash.
Man. All of it.
Pay me.
And then so you would do that 2 or 3 times. It was really good to try to win the overnight one, because you could just lie because half the dudes were asleep.
Oh, look at you.
You'd wake up and you'd be like, yeah, my number one. We stopped in the middle of nowhere to go to the bathroom and you lost money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Per diems have always fascinated me. And so
in what way, Stein?
I'll tell you exactly in what way. So the NBA, I just looked. So about these envelopes, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So let's say the Warriors. They were just on a road trip.
Five games.
Seven. Let's just say 7 days.
Okay. They probably got a per day. Yeah.
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 What?
Yeah, it's NBA, not per game. It's per day.
An NBA. No. It's per day.
Yeah.
That's why it's per diem.
Per diem
is day. Okay.
Do you want to do like game show music on what the per day would be?
Yeah. Sure. Why not?
You have the answer.
I know the per diem in the NBA,
and this is the player per diem.
Correct.
Which is probably different than the coach's per diem.
Probably.
Because in the minor leagues, the coach's per diem was more than the player per diem.
And he loves this, Randy. So thank you.
I imagine it to be other way around in the NBA. That the player per diem is more than the coach.
NBA player per diem, which is Latin for per day, and thank you for that.
Per Steiny.
Yes, which is not Latin. Per Steiny actually translates to per Steiny, but I'm going to say $250 per diem.
Per day.
It's a little high.
Oh, why'd you... I'm going 150.
That's unfair.
Yeah, I didn't
156.
Like that.
Oh, 156?
You could have let Mark guess.
But man,
what I guess 156.
Mark's the kind of guy who would have gone 151.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Still for sure. Too high.
I love the Price is Right.
So, like, think about this for a minute.
He blew the bit.
The team comes in one by one. Yeah. And back in the day, it was the athletic trainer, Tom Abdenauer, who would hand out the envelopes. And so, here's an envelope to Steph Curry. With $1,092 in it.
Boom.
Here's another envelope for Draymond Green with $192 cash
in
it.
You mean $1,092. It's funny because Mike Green
right at the beginning of the
is
trip.
Actually outside the bus screaming, bang!
Man.
Bang!
But here's the kicker.
$1,000.
They get they go into a trip. Here's $1,000 in cash.
Yep.
Every meal is already accounted for.
Right.
Yeah. Like, they can have a team breakfast anytime they want. On the plane.
Wow, man.
They have meals on the plane, food on the plane.
Wow.
They have spreads in the locker room after the game. So the rookies, a lot of the rookies are guys
who put that
in their back pocket and they just...
Those are wages, not wedges.
Exactly.
Wages.
Well, two words, pusoy dos is where that goes.
That's
if you're
amazing,
a giant.
Man.
That thing goes right to the card game. And I remember my days doing arena football, San Jose Sabercats. You get a 2-day trip and I'm just out there trying to like make my way and do play-by-play and thank God that Fitz was busy doing Warrior games. And, you know, they give you an envelope, and it's like $180. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is incredible. I got $180 in cash for 2 days in Tulsa.
Yeah.
I couldn't possibly spend this in Tulsa.
We got to share with you the show, the theme of the show, because my man is special. And I wasn't letting you get out of here without this. But we need you two to give us some numbers. And Brock Purdy threw 8 games or 9 games.
Can I phrase it? Can I ask a question a little? Okay.
Go ahead.
So we're talking about, you guys got Looney?
Sorry, no. Kevon Looney is going to crash our party.
Oh.
I just hope that's okay. So go ahead. Keep shouting.
Yeah.
Kevon Looney.
We know him.
Looney's going to come on right now in the middle of the crossover.
Cool.
Yeah, go ahead. You guys can jump in with us. But go ahead.
Well, I got Kevon Looney being overwhelmed. He very seldom gets double teamed.
Yep.
And now there's going to be 4 guys swarming him. Looney's got trouble brewing.
Well, Loondog.
We'll see if he can handle it.
Yep.
We'll see if he can handle it. Tell him we want to still do the big finish with him, though.
No doubt.
Grandy.
No doubt.
Grandy,
he's on the phone right now.
Making dinner plans with the guy.
No, he's talking to Raymond Ritter.
Stoney, we'll leave it too.
Lucas, the director, is
going to
take
it
Starbucks.
You can stay.
We got Kevon Looney.
You want to leave.
Is he up? Is he ready?
Hey, Kevon, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing?
Lillard, why don't you just take over the lead here because it's 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay, but you're not leaving.
No, I'm not.
You're not leaving. Kevon
Looney.
Yes, joining us on the River Islands guest line is none other than Kevon Looney. Have you ever been interviewed by 4 different media dorks at once, Kevon?
No, I haven't. It's my first time. So.
Look at that.
It's a new thing. Y'all be all in there too, at one time.
So tell us about a 12-man rotation. And the sustainability of this and how the guys are handling that as a group.
I think everybody's handling it well. It's a little different. You know, everybody wants to play a lot of minutes, but I think everybody's been sacrificing and buying in. We've been winning games, and we've been playing our style of basketball, which is playing fast and really pushing the pace. And so everybody knows when they go out there, they just got to play as hard as they can and for their little for their time that they're getting. So it's been cool. I think it's just sustainable. You know, it's a long season. It's going to be the ups and downs. Guys are going to be in and out of the lineup with injuries and different things like that. So we're deep. We just got to stay ready and just keep buying in.
Yeah, it's a little bit like a 4-man radio rotation, and we do this every day at 1:45, Kevon. And, sometimes it's my day. Sometimes it's Guru. And, I kind of feel like I'm the Kevon Looney of this little segment because some days I'm a monster. Some days I lay back. How do you as Kevon Looney and, the Kevon Looney of the Warriors – how do you pick your spots and realize when it's your game and maybe when it's not your game?
I think that's more on the coach. If it's going to be my game or not, I try to just go out there. When I get my time, I try to make the most of it, try to have an impact. I kind of can tell by how the matchups are if I'm going to be used more, but I just try to go out there and just be me to the best of my ability. And hopefully it works out for me. And the last couple games, has been I played last game a lot. The game before, I didn't get in at all, so. Got to stay ready and stay sharp mentally.
Hey, Loon, I got to do this for my son. We forget basketball. It's about hair. We go back to when you had waves and the low cut. But now you're long, hair long like Rapunzel. Can you give my son some tips? Because he see you at the free throw line. He like, Dad, I'm trying to get like Loon. You out there banging. How many years have you been letting it grow?
Man, I think it's my third year. I never thought I would be here. I thought I was always going to have short hair. During the pandemic, I said, forget it. I'm just going to grow it out. So it's been working for me.
Yeah, you're looking sharp, man. You're looking sharp.
Appreciate it.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. There's one thing that I don't like, Kevon. It's false advertising. And I'm looking at your numbers right now. Yeah, okay, that's fine. You're having a nice little year. That's great.
Right.
When are you going
to
take a three? You said you were going to take threes. I see zero for zero.
I told you I wasn't going to force it. I was going to get in the flow. And the flow hasn't been going my way for the three. So now hopefully these next couple games, I got to get one up. And if I don't get one up by December, then Steve might not let me get him up the rest of the season. So I got to show I can do it now.
I mean, in 2021, you took 17 threes. You got to get back on that pace.
Looney.
I don't remember that.
I'm not on a good pace right now, but I'm going to get there.
Kevon, actually, what's funny? And I don't like to that end. And I don't know how many people have done this. I don't know how many people saw you play at UCLA. You are such a different player. Like you, right? You do have that jumper in you. That was the norm back with the Bruins, man. So, what is the evolution of your game from that time?
Just trying to having to adapt to a different team. Back when I was in college and high school, we didn't play a lot of motion. It was kind of a lot of standstill offense. I didn't have a Steph Curry running around and Clay and Buddy Hill, different guys like that. And so the game was easier just to make reads. And if I was open, shoot it, and that was it. Now, since I've been with the Warriors, you know, we play a lot faster, a lot more movement. And I'm kind of playing the center, and my job is kind of connect the offense, to move the ball from side to side, you know, get my shooters open, and they go hit me in the pocket. And I got to roll. When you're playing with a guy like Steph, you know, he don't need you to pop. He needs you to roll, and so he causes so much attention. You need an outlet for the ball. So different things like that kind of change the way I approach the game. And I still work on my jump shot. I have faith in it, but a lot of times it's not called for me to shoot. You know, a lot of times I get it, I'm open. Steve wants me to, you know, go to the next option and hand it off to Buddy, and he's usually open. So, you know, that's how our offense runs. That's how our offense flows. And it worked. I don't want three championships playing that way, so it's kind of hard to turn it off.
Yeah, kind of hard when you've got three rings because of it. And a guy that you played against on Tuesday had the four rings. What was that like for you to see Clay out there rocking 31 for the Mavericks?
It was extremely weird. You know, when they announced Kyrie Irving and he said number 11, it was like you just assumed it was going to be Clay coming out to 11. But it was weird to see him in a different jersey, a different uniform. But the game was a lot of fun. You know, that's what I expected it to be like, you know. With those, you know, Steph, Draymond, Clay, none of them want to lose to each other in cars. They don't want to lose in shooting competition. They don't want to lose in a race. So I know in a game like that, it was going to be a lot of fun, a lot of juices, a lot of trash talking. I think it lived up to the hype.
Loney, let me ask you about just coming to work, because we always act like we know, but we don't know what really goes on, you know, inside the locker rooms and the inner workings. But it's no secret the last couple of years that, you know, it's been off just a tad bit. But you guys added three new players, and it seems like the connectivity is just on 1,000. Can you just speak to how fast that manifested? Was that the trip to Hawaii? Because it just looks like you guys are just having a blast.
Definitely. I think the trip to Hawaii helped. But after last season, after not making the playoffs, everybody had to look at each other in the mirror and hold each other accountable and hold themselves accountable. You know, last year wasn't our up to our standards. You know, we was above 500. We had a decent record, but we didn't make the playoffs. And, no, we were talking about winning championships. To not even make the playoffs was, you know, was something that none of us foresaw. So this offseason, I think everybody locked in and, you know, put all their egos and stuff to the side. And when we came in, everybody was buying in. We listened to our coaching staff, and we got our identity back. And we just got out there playing with joy. And I think it shows. The new guys came in and brought a different energy, brought a new life. The young guys got better, and I think everything is starting to click. At the right time. And we know it's a long season. It's only been 10-11 games, and we got a lot more to prove, but we like the way we're playing, and we're off to a good start.
Kevon Looney joining us on 95.7 The Game. Let me quick ask you about this 11-man, 12-man rotation. When Steve Kerr said, you know, I'm gonna try to do this, give me, and now, like, you watch, you know, the people on TV, and they say it's not sustainable. But my question to you is, what would be the reasons it works? And what would maybe be a reason that it might not work?
I think it all falls on the players. If we want it to work, it can work. You know, if we buy in that that we're going to make the most of our time and not complain about minutes, not complain about not getting enough time or not starting, that could where it could be problems when guys start complaining and bickering about things. But if we all buy into the system and buy into that this 12-man rotation is going to, you know, make us win, and that we're all going to chip in and wait on our turn, I think it's going to work. So I think it's all based on the players and based on our belief in the system and us buying in. I think we've been buying in so far, and that's why it's been working.
Kevon, with four different hosts asking you questions, that gave me a moment to do a little internet research while I was waiting for my turn to come back around.
Which is rare.
So exactly. Super weird. I wonder, do you know off the top of your head what your career three-point percentage is?
My career?
Yes.
I think you might have brought it up last time I talked to you. Like 17%.
Now I'm that guy. Do you know?
Yeah, it was like 18% or something crazy like that, right?
Do you? It is 16.7 at this hour.
Wow. Yeah, I was like, you said I was like 16 for 41 or something like that.
I've got you at 10 for 60. I've got you at 10 for. But do you remember the last one you hit though?
Actually, I don't. It's probably been. No, I don't. What, 2 years ago, maybe?
I've got you going back to the 2020-21 season when you hit four of them that year.
Yeah. Every other three out of shot since then was probably a half court shot, so you can't hold that percentage.
Yeah, no, and we don't. Come on, I wondered. You know, some guys know more about their stats than others, and I didn't figure you to be a box score guy. Actually,
nah, I know I didn't shoot a lot of them. I don't count none of my threes. The last 3 years, I don't remember shooting any, so I don't count them.
For me,
but now,
yeah.
I'm paying attention. I'm still 0-0, so.
Yeah, I love it. We're all dying to see the next one. And I can't help but think about you with the two, not the two at the rim, but the mid-range two. Are you more comfortable now this year shooting that 12 to 18 footer?
Definitely. You know, I've been comfortable, but this summer I worked on my shooting a lot. So I feel a lot comfortable shooting those shots. Just kind of pick the right spot to shoot them. You know, in this new NBA, you know, the long twos in the mid range is not something you want to get every time. You want to, you know, we want to shoot a lot of threes. We want to play fast. We want to play at the rim. So I try to pick and choose my spots when I get those shots up. So yeah, but I'm definitely comfortable shooting there.
Looney, I know it's early, but I got a question. I got to be real. I've been complaining about, you know, every time the Warriors play another team, a star or a couple guys are out. I'm just curious, the inner workings, how soon of the team that you're playing do you find out who's not available? How does that work? And do you think the NBA's got a problem? Because every other night, Looney, everybody you play, every time you play somebody, somebody's out. Have you noticed that?
Right. Definitely. No, we usually, we plan for one thing during our walkthrough. And then we won't know until about 30 minutes before the game when we go into our last little film session that who's actually starting or who's playing or not. So definitely changes things, and it's definitely something that has been a problem for the league. They've been trying to fix. And but, you know, sometimes it's just, you know, God's been hurt. You know, I don't think God's been resting. I think God's really been hurt. And that's such to see that, you know, sometimes it's just like freak injuries happening in this game of basketball. So you hope to get everybody out there and playing that full strength. We've been having some injury luck, bad luck. You know, Steph missed a couple games, and you know, Mel missed some time. So it's tough, but hopefully everybody can be healthy and we can, you know, see the matches that everybody wants to see. That's what makes the NBA great. You know, everybody wants to see the stars versus the stars, and I think we need to, you know, figure a way to fix that.
We have a little mystery right now in the Bay Area. Perhaps you could help us solve it, Kevon.
Oh, sure.
What was Steph Curry screaming into the camera? What did he say?
Great question.
Exactly.
I don't know. I don't know exactly what he said. I know a little bit what he said, but I don't know if I can cuss on the radio. He did say some cuss words.
Yeah.
This is my house. I know he said that. But before that, I don't really know what he said. He was doing a lot of screaming. A lot of celebrating, and Draymond probably let you know in his podcast coming up. So.
Come on. He said you better stay here, didn't he? He did, didn't he?
I don't know. You got to tune in. I'm gonna let him tell the let Steph tell the story, man.
What a good teammate.
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, well, yeah. Come on, since you seem to remember recent conversations you've had with us, you also know that before we let you go, you got to have fun on the way out the door with the big finish. So are you ready to do that with us today?
Yeah, for
okay,
sure.
Let's fire away, Grandy. Here we go. Big finish time. All right, my friend, you have two categories. You pick one. Do you want to play Splash Brothers or Looney Tunes?
I'm going to go with Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes, okay.
Yeah,
what is your favorite genre of music?
Oh, hip-hop, rap. Without a question.
Okay, give us a little more on to that end. Give us a few artists, a few tracks, whatever.
My favorite artists are...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Go with Future, Jay-Z, then I got some local rappers I like called Flight Gang. And then I got, who else I like? I like Young Thug and I like Kodak Black. They're my guys right now.
Nice. Are you excited about Kendrick Lamar in the Super Bowl this year?
I am actually super excited about that. I'm excited to see what he do. I've been on the West Coast a long time. That's my favorite West Coast artist. So I'm excited, and I know you're going to do something crazy. I'm waiting for the new album. I've been waiting a long time, so he got to feed the streets.
Feed the streets. I love that. No Tupac Lou, no judgment here. But listen, I got one for you. If you were a baseball player, what would be your walk-up song?
A walk-up song if I was a baseball player? I would probably pick Future Superhero.
Okay.
I like to get, you know, feel like I'm something special when I'm walking up, even in the layup line. So you hear me before the game, I'm listening to all hype music to get me going and get me hyped up. I got to feel like a beast when I'm going out there to rebound and stuff.
All right, I'm going to go next. I'm going to go off the board a little bit here.
Off the board?
Loon, the next question was supposed to be, what song or mix gets you hyped to play in an NBA game?
And he just answered it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go this way.
Do it, Steiny.
Looney Tunes, that's the category. What's your favorite cartoon character?
My favorite cartoon character? I got a lot. I'm a big cartoon guy, actually.
Like
anime. I like a lot of anime. I like to see a lot of fight scenes. I'm a Dragon Ball Z guy, so I'm going to go with my man Goku. And if I'm talking about just growing up, Bugs Bunny was my guy. It was Looney Tunes, so I had to watch that growing up. And then another one, I'm going to go with Scooby-Doo.
That was my after school jam every day.
Why do you think that Shaggy was so confused all the time?
I mean, I think he was indulging in stuff that exactly. That people in the Bay Area seem to love.
Dude, he was cutting edge, because at the time, that was frowned upon, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Scooby Snacks.
Before you go, are you and Moody still doing yoga together?
We are. Every game day, if y'all want to come join in and be a part of it, y'all can hit me up. I guess y'all can come get in the class.
Big Lou, man. Well, for those of us who aren't professional athletes, what does that mean? Like, if we wanted to come join you, what do we need to do?
Just stay on the side and don't interrupt. You can try to mimic me and just try to keep up.
Just don't get in the way. Hey, look, real quick. You didn't ask me, but my favorite Future song is March Madness. I don't think he can make a better record than that. It's a classic.
Nah, it's a classic, yeah.
March Madness,
Hey, Loon, thanks so much. Man. Thanks so much for jumping in on our party, man.
I appreciate you guys.
All right, there he goes. Come on, Looney.
Yep. Wow.
And as fun as that was, you still found a way to put the bag on the shoulder in the middle of it.
A lot of downtime with four guys in here.
That was fun.
That was great. First time ever.
That was a good ad lib.
Off
the board, he said.
Best interview ever. And I'm wondering where that interview actually happened, Steiny.
Well, before I tell you that. You know what's one of the coolest things in sports is watching a guy come in as a rookie and put 10 years in the league and you get to know him. He was quiet early in his career, probably because, you know, he didn't play a lot, but man,
he's comfortable in his skin now, right?
Totally.
Yeah. He's
cool.
No doubt.
He is very comfortable in his own skin. And he was on 95.7.
Oh, you cheated me. You were supposed to ask them about Brock Purdy and the number.
We'll get to it.
Okay. All right. Give me a number while I'm driving in about 15 minutes on Purdy through the season. If you 1 through a 10, 10 being
1 through 10. Got it. Okay. Right. As you were.
All right.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event.
BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.